the catalyst for this was just our ambition to reimagine the rental experience. We've been on this journey now, focused and obsessed with it for the last year and a half, $100,000. We're putting our money where our mouth is and wanting to support property managers and the industry in having a voice, rethinking what customization might look like, what a new experience might look like. It could be anything. And then ultimately, the public vote on which are the best ideas.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent Magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
A recent survey by realestate.com.au indicates landlords take less than 2 weeks to research a property manager. Half go with the first one they find, meaning that it's more important than ever to position yourself as the agency or manager of choice. To break down these trends, there's no better person to help us get to the heart of it other than realestate.com.au's General Manager of Rent, Kul Singh. In this podcast, we're going to explore the latest rental trends and gain an insight into what owners seek when selecting the right person to manage their investment. And he's also going to give us the deal about how your agency can share in $100,000 in prizes just for coming up with a great idea that reimagines the rental experience. So welcome to the podcast, Kul Singh.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to be learning a bit about investor trends and also this exciting competition that you have just announced. But firstly, for the folks that don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about your role at realestate.com.au?
I've been at realestate.com.au for close to 4 years now, so 4 years this month, and was in a range of different roles in marketing, did a stint overseas in Asia, and more recently over the last year and a half, been working within the rental services team alongside our product sales, marketing and tech folk to find a way to reimagine the rental experience in Australia.
The last time we spoke, you'd done some research. You were seeing some trends in some suburbs that more searches were happening on realestate.com.au on the rental side than the sales market. So sales is normally the glamour side and the rental side is gaining a fair bit of ground there. So to what extent has that trend continued?
Yeah, rent's hot at the moment, especially coming out of the December, Jan, Feb peak. I think every year we see a seasonal peak at this time of year. But as you know, more and more Australians are renting. Over a third of Aussies rent now. And many are making the lifestyle choice of wanting to rent instead of buying a property. It's liberating. It's more flexible, I think, in terms of being able to rent. And even in the States where we were at recently with Inman, more and more younger people over there in the US are looking at renting for longer periods of time. And the longer you look at others who are buying and shackled by a mortgage, they tend to not see the positives of that. So the younger population are definitely making a proactive, empowered choice of renting for longer and enjoying the lifestyle aspect of living without a mortgage. In many suburbs, we're seeing significant rental demand as opposed to buyer demand. And even on our website, it still astounds me that we've got close to 900,000 rental listings and 600,000 for sale listings. So whilst sales has always been the glamorous part of our industry, property management is still the bloodline of what we're trying to do within the industry. Rent roll is extremely important for principals as well in terms of how their agencies are valued and that recurring income. And for realestate.com.au, it's a significant priority for us. And it's an opportunity, but even more so, it's a responsibility, and that's the way we're seeing it.
So there's a lot more rental listings right now than there are sales listings.
Yes. And look, that's not a new trend. That's been the case for a while. It's just, I think for many, it's a surprise. And even within realestate.com.au, that'd be a surprise for people who don't work in the rent space. So my role and the team's role over the last year and a half has been elevating the importance of the rental ecosystem, the importance for our customers and also our business and also for consumers.
Have you noticed any changes in behaviour of landlords on realestate.com.au? So we know there are no more blind dates in real estate for salespeople. What about property managers? Is there starting to be more research done by landlords on finding a property manager?
We actually looked into some data yesterday looking at what kind of searches are higher and on our side and also even trending in Google. And property management or leasing terms seem to be higher in most cases than find an agent and also looking for an agent to sell my property. So more and more landlords are doing the digital interview or whatever you would like to call it. There's many ways of articulating that at the moment, but a lot more landlords are empowered with data. They're wanting to do research before they engage with an agency or a property manager, and they are time poor, and the research you touched on earlier alludes to the fact that they make quick decisions and fast choices, so they want to be informed and really get to the outcome that they're looking for.
What are some tips that you could give property managers on how to stand out and make a good first impression?
Branding is extremely important. I think you touched on some stats earlier. So 1 in 2 landlords go with the first property manager they connect with or see. So really standing out and ensuring you're investing in the right channels and that you're present online is important. And then the things that landlords tend to care about, because it is one of their most important and biggest assets, they want to ensure that you've got a great system in place to find the best tenant. They want to understand, how do you go about selecting a tenant? How do you ensure that the property is going to be looked after? If there are maintenance requests or challenges, how do you manage through that? And then how do you ensure that there's ongoing communication? So communication is key. How do you ensure that you find the best tenant? And how do you minimise distractions for landlords if and when maintenance requests do come up?
In the research, you looked at fees. Can you give us any more insight on that one?
It's a hot topic at the moment. There's a lot of downward pressure and challenge at the moment with fees, and there's disruptors or innovators at the moment looking at 2% models, flat fee models of $100. It is a consideration when they're selecting a property manager. But the interesting thing is, once they've selected a property manager, and remember, 1 in 2 go with the first one they engage with, it doesn't even register in the top 10 things they care about once they've engaged a property manager. It's about, how do you maintain that communication? Over 60% expect monthly communication from your property manager. Proactively, they expect turnaround of a day if they've reached out to you. So for them, it's all about that service level. It's about ensuring that you're minimising stress for them if there is a maintenance request, and that you've gone to them with several options and put a recommendation forward instead of just contacting them and saying, the bathroom shower stopped working, what do you want me to do? That's what they are paying for in terms of that service level, and they expect some options and some recommendations. But I think we overplay the importance of fees and underplay what they're really looking for, which is that customer service and ensuring that we are maintaining and protecting their biggest asset.
So if you're a BDM in a listing presentation, the average landlord, like the things that they really want you to focus on, if I'm hearing correctly, are communication and how often you're going to communicate with them, what sort of service you're going to provide, how you're going to maintain their property, and then what you're going to charge for it.
You're absolutely right. For the BDM, that kind of proactive insight that they don't get themselves is ultimately what defines good customer service, and therefore creates a channel as well for building that social capital, because if you are proactively engaging with a landlord, they're less likely to consider alternative options because they are hearing from you and building that kind of relationship and rapport.
One of the stats that I saw in the survey was that 49% of landlords prefer a customised offering where they can pick and choose the services they require from property managers. And that's no surprise to me, because I think that's where Uber's been so successful, in that you can walk out on the street and you can choose an UberX or an Uber Black or an Uber Premium, depending on where you're going and where you need to be. And I sort of think that sort of choice is becoming something that consumers just want with everything they do. So can you give us a little bit more of an insight into where landlords would like their service to be customised?
It is a growing trend, and there's close to a third of landlords now that manage properties themselves, and that's enabled by different software and tools and resources that exist. And with now the research suggesting that 49% of landlords would be interested in bespoke type agreements, where they might select property management for a range of services such as finding the tenant, advertising the property, but might want to deal with maintenance requests themselves. Things like that, I think, vary depending on the landlord. I myself, you know, would be comfortable with selecting a tenant myself, but any maintenance requests, any routine inspections that happen a few times a year, I wouldn't want to do, especially if I'm busy with a career or travelling overseas. That type of service I wouldn't want to focus on. So I think it varies and depends on landlord by landlord. We're noticing that more and more agencies are starting to explore it with, you know, 49%, that's close to half of landlords wanting choice, thinking about how do you start breaking down what your different cost options are, engaging those private landlords that do it all themselves at 30% of the market that aren't engaging property managers today, trying to entice them back. I think That's a significant opportunity for the industry, for REA to play a role. Ultimately, I like that number to reduce, that 30% to reduce. And I think the only way we'll do that is if we offer choice and provide more than just the one size fits all. There is obviously a fear of if you offer that choice, will the set and forget landlords downgrade? And that's not what we're seeing. So for the agencies that are offering choice, they're actually seeing an upsell of the private landlords coming in at a 2% fee for the bare minimum and then upselling to the 5%.
So I'm sure that this trend towards customization has inspired this latest competition that realestate.com.au have got going on, which is amazing. And let's get into it. The Real Ideas Prize, $100,000 in prizes to be shared amongst the winners. So can you tell us a little bit about what inspired this challenge? Is it a challenge? Would you call it a challenge?
I'd call it a call to arms. We're very excited about what this might become over time. I think the catalyst for this was just our ambition to reimagine the rental experience. And like I said, we've been on this journey now, focused and obsessed with it for the last year and a half as an organisation about prioritising the rental experience and trying to reimagine what that looks like. But we know that the more people you put together and the more heads solving a problem, that the better the idea. So why not open it up to the industry? We've got something similar within REA where we call it the Big Ideas Prize, and any individual can pitch an idea, the organisation votes, then they get support. So we thought if we can do it for our employees, why not do it for the industry? And we're pretty excited about what ideas might come back from that. And absolutely, $100,000, we're putting our money where our mouth is and wanting to support property managers and the industry in having a voice, rethinking what customization might look like, what a new experience might look like. It could be anything. And then ultimately, the public vote on which are the best ideas. So whilst we'll help refine, and we can talk about the process a little bit further, our role here is to just create a bit of excitement and think about there is a better way. We think there is. We know that our industry and ecosystem thinks there is. So why not offer a platform for those to be shared and inspire not only us, but the broader organisations outside realestate.com.au.
So entries are now open. Who can enter this competition?
Entries open from March the 11th until April the 5th. We're not saying it's only for property managers. Anyone can enter within the industry, with the goal being to solve or reimagine what the rental experience might look like. You might have an idea of something to do with open for inspections. Now, obviously, there's open for inspections on the rent experience and also on the sales experience, so that's okay.
The prize money, where does that go?
There's $100,000 in prize money for the winning idea. The individual gets $10,000 and their agency gets $50,000 to bring this idea to life. And then second and third prize get $30,000 and $10,000. We want this money to help bring these great ideas to life.
So how do you enter?
There's a portal that's been created, and what you do is you go onto the portal and you submit your ideas online. And there's a range of different ways you can do that. And then those ideas will be reduced to top five, and those five will get further refined in Melbourne on May the 1st with our key judges. So you're one of our expert five judges that will help shape the five ideas and provide coaching and guidance and mentorship along with some REA people. We'll finesse those and then share them back with the public and the community, and then everyone gets to vote.
And it's sounding a bit Shark Tank-ish there. Is that a reasonable parallel there? You've got your idea, you're in the top five, you get a flight to Melbourne, and then you get to pitch.
And that's where it probably stops in terms of parallel. In Shark Tank, I think the judges then back and invest a winner. In this case, yourself and the other four judges are going to act as coaches and mentors and try and make those ideas go up another level and tighten them up a little bit and then present them back to the public. So the public ultimately vote on who gets the $100,000 in prize money, not the judges.
It's kind of like Shark Tank meets the X Factor.
Yes, it's kind of like that.
I'm excited to hear what the industry come up with, because I know that there's a lot of good ideas out there. So I'm sure that with such an amazing prize at stake, you're going to get a lot of entries. But when do entries have to be in by?
Between March the 11th and April the 5th is when entries need to be in. But if you head to agent.realestate.com.au/real ideas prize, that's where you can submit your ideas. You're a judge, and I guess I'm keen to hear from you. What are the types of things you'd be looking for to provide some guidance to anyone that's looking at entering and getting their share of $100,000?
I'm looking for something really original, actually. There is something that I haven't heard of before, which is hard because I reckon I've heard a lot of it before. But also something that's really consumer-focused, that enhances the consumer experience and makes it memorable. I think there's a lot of technology out there, and it's really easy, I think, to jump first to, okay, how can I create a new app or something like that? But I actually think that I'd probably be looking for something that speaks to the personal experience of the consumer.
Awesome. Great tips there.
So everybody, get your entries in. April 5 is your deadline. Links in the show notes. One thing I've never seen in the industry is a prize like this before. So definitely you've got to be in it to win it. So just before we let you go, Cool, what else is coming up in the rental space from realestate.com.au?
We're always thinking of ways we can continue to innovate and evolve the experience for not only our customers but also consumers, as you touched on. Some recent changes we made within the rental experience with OneForm, we significantly invested in the consumer experience of OneForm and uplifted the user experience there, and there's more work we're doing. We rolled out a product called Tenant Verification in December, and it's 2 months in, and over 11,000 consumers have pre-verified themselves, which we're hoping will help property managers find the best tenant, and there'll be more work to be done on that, including affordability scores, etc. We're looking at our app experience and inspections experience, so that'll be rolling out in the next 2 months with respect to a new experience within our app. And then with respect to finding or connecting property managers with landlords, our agency search experience on our website in the coming months will enable landlords to find and select and connect with property managers. So we want to ensure not only are we focusing on driving efficiencies within OneForm, but helping build businesses and drive landlords to our customers. So the agency search experience should help with that, and there's more to come. So hopefully that gives you an idea of what's coming in the next 2 to 3 months.
I think anything that makes agencies more productive is a good thing, and that certainly sounds like it's going to cut a bit of time out of things like tenancy searches. So amazing stuff. It's been awesome talking to you today and finding out a bit more about what's going on at realestate.com.au in the rent space and the Real Ideas Prize. Absolutely phenomenal. Cool, Singh, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.